USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Kremlin officials today are saying that President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin are still going forward with a meeting on Saturday during the G20 summit in Buenos Aires, after President Trump said earlier this week he might cancel the meeting after Russian ships attacked and seized three Ukrainian vessels near the Crimean Peninsula last weekend. New reports are the Russian Navy is now blockading two Ukrainian ports.
This is the United States of America. We are the best in the world, and there's nobody close.
That's President Trump as he and the First Lady lit the national Christmas tree outside the White House last night. Today, reports are the president is going to sign an order requiring all owners of bump stocks, which allows semi-automatic rifles to shoot like machine guns, to turn them over or discard them within 90 days. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
At least two Southern California counties now under evacuation orders as rain could trigger mudslides and debris flows in areas that were struck by the Woolsey wildfire not long ago. The U.S. Senate votes to move ahead with floor debate next week on a resolution aimed at ending U.S. support for Saudi Arabia's military campaign in Yemen.
The 63-37 vote is a big turnaround from earlier this year when the measure was blocked. Utah Senator Mike Lee is one of the co-sponsors.
We are fighting a war in Yemen that we haven't declared, that has never been declared or authorized by Congress. That's not constitutional, and it would be wrong for us to do nothing about it.
The vote also highlights the growing unhappiness with the Saudi regime in the wake of the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. I'm Wendy King for USA Radio News.
The Space Force may not become the sixth branch of the U.S. military, as the White House has now directed the Pentagon to explore other ways of incorporating it into the Defense Department. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Still looking for answers after officials say it appears four children and two adults were killed in an Indiana structure fire early yesterday morning. USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
Six bodies have been found in the rubble of a burned northern Indiana home. Cass County Sheriff Randy Pryor says the bodies were found in different parts of the home. He says the cause of the fire could be a possible crime.
We did talk to other family members that come upon the scene later, about an hour later, hour and a half later, and they indicated to us, along with the folks that escaped the home, that there could possibly be up to six individuals in the residence.
Two adults escaped the fire and went to the hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Americans aren't living as long, and health experts are blaming it on an increase in suicides and drug overdoses in particular. Deaths from drug ODs hitting a new high last year at over 70,000 nationwide. Suicides were up 3.7%. Three newly released government reports showing the average lifespan for someone born in the U.S. last year is now 78.6 years. That's down from 78.7 years in 2016. And Dunkin' is notifying people enrolled in its DD Perks loyalty program their accounts may have been compromised. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.